This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Majority Leader, Senators Baskin and Ryan haven't publicly said they don't support this. Do you think them saying they just want more time with this is them playing political games?
Well, I'm not sure. No, I won't say they're playing political games. Perhaps they need to have some more thought about it.
Right. Yeah.
And that's why I think it's important that, you know, they hear from residents who are concerned. And they hear from other elected officials that are concerned. As I mentioned in my comments, both of these pieces of legislation, there's no financial implications to the city. There's no to the citizens, I should say. There's no financial implications to the state.
Right.
All they need is approval by the state to do what they need to do to fix their budget. Now, there are a lot of reasons why people can complain about why it happened, but that's not the issue right now. The issue is now, how do we fix it? And we're not fixing it for political reasons. We're fixing it because the residents who live here and the businesses that operate within our community deserve
right. That
opportunity for somebody to fight for them. That's what I'm doing. I'm fighting for an opportunity.
Get a hard line. Sticking point here. So, is it that it needs a sponsor in the Senate?
It will not need a sponsor in the Senate if it goes in the state budget.
Right.
But it will need the okay by the Senate for it to be in there, and that we haven't gotten yet.
Can you talk a little bit? I know you mentioned it briefly. How detrimental would it be for residents if we had any sort of tax?
Well, I'm going to allow the folks that are working on the budget right now to tell you that. So we're talking, I think there's a $26 million value.
We're talking cuts, right? Like, let's just be honest. And when I was just down there talking, those cuts are always to the communities who need it the most. And we're going to be honest about that, right? And then it's going to hit user fees. And then it's going to hit streets and sanitation, right? Our streets are already terrible. Let us all be honest. We need these workers on the streets. We don't need to cut their jobs. We don't need to cut services, right? Organizations that support our community, all that funding is going to come back, right? We need these services, right? And yes, are we talking about cuts to police and to fire and overtime and all those things? Those are conversations that we have daily with the police department and with the fire department. Rightly so, right? Absolutely. Overtime is out of control, right? Yes, but we're having those conversations. They're making those cuts. They're working on that. However, as a councilwoman who represents the Maston District, I don't want to see cuts to police. Why? Because the residents in the Maston District like calling the police. They want to know that 911 is going to show up when they're having an issue. And so there has to be some way to plug these holes. And guess what? We have a way. We have a way. We just need support to make that happen.
For the first time yesterday, Acting Mayor Scanlon alluded to the fact that if this doesn't happen, it could be nearly a 30% property tax hike. Yeah. I know you had a reaction to that. Obviously, that's not something any of you want, is it?
Absolutely not. I mean, 8% is already enough. These are constituents who live here that would be impacted by it on its own. 7.5% was too much last year. But here we are, and if we do not do this, this is 30%. This is not something we're playing around with. As my colleague stated, this would be either 30% and it would be a cut to labor force.
Yeah.
We can't afford to do this. We cannot. And to be frank, the two biggest districts that will be impacted, frankly, are Ellicott and Maston, and frankly, even Lovejoy
will
be hit tremendously. And frankly, all 9 of them. There's going to be a hit. It's going to be an attack. And we cannot afford it. This didn't happen overnight. This isn't going to be a quick fix to anything. This isn't just a one-time situation, but we cannot do it alone. And we were proud to stand with the city government last year and ask the governor for an increase in AIM. We were able to get an extra $5 million for the next couple of years. That's still not enough. And she's fighting. She cannot do it by herself. So we're proud to stand with her and ask, please help us, support us. This is your city too. We need you desperately.
I want to give George Johnson an opportunity to speak.
Can I just say, as a resident of the city, and a real estate investor in the city, it's terrible for us to even talking about increasing anything, because right now, just to keep our tenants and the people in the neighborhood, especially from Maston, Ellicott, and Lovejoy, we're having a difficult time just trying to maintain to stay afloat. So the state needs to come in and do what's necessary so we won't have to have these increases. It's bad enough right now for me to even rent my apartments. And I'm sure I'm just one of many here in the city that's going through those different things. And as we stated, why not let them come and pay from the hotels and things of this nature? Because we need that revenue. We need the different things to happen right here in the city of Buffalo.
I think it's really important to note also that this is not an impact to residents. These increases have no impact on their finances. This is something that's going to come for those who are visiting to the city of Buffalo. The parking authority has no impact on the city of Buffalo residents directly. These are not increases on them. And that's our job, is to protect the people that voted us in and elected us all to represent them from every level of government. And that's all we're trying to do, is be responsible.
Right. Senator Baskin told us yesterday that she shouldn't be rushed into making a decision because the city for the last 10 to 15 years has given incorrect projections in their budgets and gotten themselves into this mess. I just wanted to get your response.
Well, I don't think that's a good message to the people who elected her, to say that, oh, there were problems in the past and we're just gonna have to let those problems hurt you personally. That's not what voters voted for. If they voted for her and others to take an opportunity to try and help the residents, no matter how many mistakes were made in the past. By the way, there may be some mistakes made in the future, but that doesn't mean that the leadership should rest on that and say we can't fix it because somebody made a mistake. No, we have to fix it, and this is the way to do it.
Yeah, we have to fix it, and we have to work together. For me, this is about all elected leaders at the table figuring out how to fix these problems. Before I got to Maston, there was a lot of problems, but I've been fixing a lot of them too, right? No, not my responsibility, but I've been fixing them, and I'm making sure that the residents have what they need. That is what we all should be doing. That is how communities are built. Everyone sitting at the same table, fixing the same problem at the same time. This is not about what happened in the past, because I wasn't here in the past. I was not here. I've been here for a year. But we still, I'm at this table now, and we got to fix it, right? Yes, there's a lot of blame to go around. We can sit here all day, and I got a lot to say about it. But we don't have that type of time. The city is in trouble. We all need to sit at the same table and solve this problem and talk the same language.
Should the council be working on the assumption that maybe these two items don't get across the finish line and be preparing for the worst in these budget
Absolutely.
Talks?
Absolutely.
100%, and we are doing that.
Yes.
And that's part of, I think, being responsible is also coming up with a contingency plan. We also have to, as part of that contingency plan, consider what that means, which is huge layoffs and an increase in taxes. And being responsible is communicating that to your public ahead of time and making sure that they're fully aware of it. Listen, we were asked to make sure that we reached out to our state representatives. I did talk to the governor's office. I did talk to my senators. I did share my concerns. I asked, what should we do next? And they are saying that it's not off the table for them, that they're willing not to consider them. I'm going to give them an opportunity to do that, but time is of the essence.
I know Councilmember Golombek was here the last time there were major layoffs at the city. I'm just curious, is this a flashback for you in terms of the situation the city seems to be in at the moment compared to, was it 2002 or three?
Yes, it is. The only difference is if the state could come through and bail us out without costing them or taxpayers in the city of Buffalo or anything. And you mentioned before, somebody asked about, you know, if this was politics. Yeah, it is. It is politics, you know, point blank. You know, this is an easy fix to the problem that we have this year. They could come up and approve the bed tax, and they could approve the parking ramps, and for whatever reason, in my opinion, it's simply politics, they don't want to do it this year, so.
Anybody else?
How do you convince your other colleagues in state government that the New York State wants to get into the Buffalo parking business to take over these ramps?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure that Buffalo should have ever been in the parking business. I think that is something that's better handled in the private sector. Buffalo owns all of its streets. Wherever you can put a parking meter at and get parking resources from that, I'm good with that. But I think it's more important to have your garbage picked up than to own a parking lot. It's more important to have police officers and fire that you can depend on with other than a parking lot. And so I don't have a problem with that. And if I have to keep talking and saying the same things that I've been saying for at least the last month or so, I will keep doing that because this city is worth the fight.
Yes. And this is a measure that has been done across the state, right? So this is not new. The city of Buffalo is not coming up with a unique idea, right? Other municipalities across the state have parking authorities. So what's different?
And members have voted for it.
And members have voted for it. So what's different now?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.